Welcome back to this moment. This meditation is for you and me. Right now, I'm struggling with a lot of fear. And I know there's so many things in life that can scare us. And I'm realizing that anything that brings you growth or a beautiful adventure has to have some level of fear. There is nothing in life that will allow us to evolve without some level of fear. I hope this meditation can give you relief, letting go of some fears, and also just help you redefine your relationship to fear, knowing that you can navigate anything. Maybe you'd like to lay down for this meditation or make your seated meditation posture a little bit more comfy with a blanket or pillows. Really signal to the body that you are safe right here in this moment. Closing your eyes if that feels okay. Maybe placing one hand on your heart, one hand on your belly. Feeling your warm embrace and your own loving connection. Breathe in through your nose. Exhale out your mouth. In this very moment, you are safe. Bring awareness to the parts of your body that are connected to whatever's holding you. You are on solid ground. You are held and supported. You are here. We suffer more from imagination than reality. A lot of our fears come from the stories we tell ourselves. A lot of our fears come from what we imagine could happen, what we fear might happen. My friend, what if it all goes really well? Breathe in, breathe it out. What if your fear is lying to you? Have you forgotten how resilient you are? Have you forgotten how you've overcome fear in the past so many times? Have you forgotten that you are not alone? What is your purpose in doing the thing that scares you? May your purpose be greater than the fear that limits you. Inhale. Exhale. Fear is proof of growth. Fear is proof of bravery. Fear is proof of life. Fear is not final. Can you learn to experience fear? Allow it to pass through you. Breathe with it. Know that it is getting you to the other side of expansion, growth, experience. Inhale, exhale, slowly start to visualize yourself doing the thing that scares you, that brings you the fear. Visualize every step you take. Maybe your racing heart, sweaty palms, or nausea. Let yourself feel the fear right here. And maybe, just maybe, you can visualize yourself doing this thing with a new sense of love and peace and trust. Stay with this visualization. Really see yourself. See it play out. Going better than you expected, despite the fear. Eleanor Roosevelt writes, "You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. Do the thing you think you cannot do." My friend, you will surprise yourself. Can you really believe that? You will surprise yourself. Despite the fear, you will make it through. You will rise up. You will be different on the other side of fear. You will be proud of yourself despite the shake in your voice, or no matter how much your legs wobble. You will be proud that you endured all the fear. Your mind is what is whispering fear into your heart. Deep down, your heart knows you can. You can and you will. Inhale. Exhale. Chaya John writes, "The most effective way to jump in the water is to jump in the water." Whatever it is you are afraid to begin, to try, to dare, to release, the most effective way is to begin. This may seem obvious, but so often we stand at the edge of the water, trying to come up with the perfect strategy for jumping in the water. We spend years standing there, waiting to feel ready. This tendency is rooted in fear, anxiety, and insecurity. We think we need to know how to start. We think we need to be more qualified. This is a control delusion. We start by letting go of control. We start by letting go of self-judgment. And then we take the plunge. We allow ourselves to feel the free fall. To feel the fright of not holding on to anything. The only way to jump in the water is by jumping. You could spend your whole life preparing to begin, or you could spend your life beginning over and over again, trusting the free fall. Becoming more comfortable with the sensation of leaping. Inhale slow. Exhale, let it go. The greatest transformation comes with the greatest trust fall. How can you shift your relationship to fear? What can it mean to you now? Fear is an invitation to trust, to come back to your deep knowing. May you continue to face your fear and may you shift the fear into a overwhelming sense of readiness. An excitement for what is to come. Breath in, breath out. And my friend, do not forget to breathe. Breathe your way through. Inhale. Exhale. Stay here in the safety of your stillness a little longer. Knowing that when you fear, the best thing you can do is connect back to your heart, to your breath. And remember, your fear might be big, but your courage is bigger. Breathe in, let it go. From my heart to yours.
Hi friend, thank you so much for being here. I am honored you chose to meditate with me. Hey, if you haven't already, would you be so kind to leave a 5-star review on my podcast? It would mean the world to me. If you'd like to continue your meditation practice or go deeper on your inward journey, head to my website, eileenrose.me, where you can find meditation bundles, anxiety relief courses, join my meditation teacher training, get a personalized meditation, or book a one-on-one meditation experience with me. Until we meet again, be kind to your mind.